Thank you for calling customer service. My name is Kevin. How can I help you today?
Hi, Kevin. I got charged this $56 and some odd cents on my credit card from you guys, and I don't even know what it's for or who this is. So
let
I'm calling to find out.
All right. Can I have your zip code?
43614.
All right, and can I have your name?
Deborah Critchley.
All right. Can you share your shipping address, please?
2030 Riverview Court.
Okay, thank you for that. Okay, ma'am. I can see that you choose a smartwatch, welcoming gift, and the warranty, which together were $11.94. And that was a free welcoming gift to join the factory direct store, ma'am. So in order to have access to the factory prices instead of retail prices, you have to pay a small fee of $56.95. That's why the charge is over there.
Okay, so here's my problem. I chose the smartwatch. See, I wasn't exactly sure what this was for. I chose the smartwatch. This was a while ago, and it was supposed to be as a reward for answering and not a quiz. I can't think of the word now, but anyway. It was like a review. And so I answered that, and then I was only supposed to pay for just the shipping. So I received a smartwatch. The smartwatch didn't even work. I ended up throwing it away. And now I'm getting charged another $56. I was charged last month $56, and now I'm getting charged $56 again for something that A, was broken, and B, that I did not sign up for.
Of course, you get in charge again because you got the welcoming gift because you got the subscription, not the other way around. And if the product didn't work for you, we can process a reshipment without cost if you want me to. So
I do not want
like
the subscription. I didn't sign up for a subscription.
Okay, then let me go ahead and cancel your subscription. But I just want to let you know that you won't be able to order the watch if you didn't sign up for the subscription.
It was supposed to be as a gift for, it was false advertising, obviously, because you're trying to change away the situation. It was supposed to be a gift for answering a survey.
Well,
That's what it's called, a survey.
I'm sorry for the misunderstanding on your side, ma'am. I canceled the account as requested. Mm-hmm. You will not be charged again. Is there anything else I can help you with?
Yes, I would like a refund for the $56 of both months. I would like a refund from that back onto my card.
I'm sorry for the misunderstanding on your side, ma'am. I can offer you a 35% refund of that.
I'm sorry?
I'm sorry.
Could you repeat that?
I'm sorry for the misunderstanding on your side. And because of that, I can offer you a 35% refund out of courtesy.
Well, that's thoughtful of you, but I would like a whole refund because it wasn't a misunderstanding on my side. It was...
Ma'am, if there wasn't... Ma'am, you wouldn't be able to order the watch if you didn't accept it. The subscription.
I didn't order the watch. It was a gift given to me for answering a survey.
Yeah, you have...
paid for the...
And you accepted the watch.
I will be calling the Attorney General and the Better Business Bureau and be turning you in. It's a scam.
Well, ma'am, if it was a scam, you wouldn't be able even to communicate with us. But you know what? Let me just refund you. So neither you or me, I mean the company, have to deal with any more problems, all right?
So it would be like $113? Because it was 56 just recently, and then 56 again a month prior to this. Correct? Hello?
Hello, ma'am?
Yes.
Yes, I'm still here. I'm processing the refund for the whole amount, all right?
For the whole amount, yes.
Yeah.
So it would be $56 from this time and $56 from the previous time.
Yeah.
And my $56.95.
All right, ma'am.
I had it.
The refund was processed successfully. Is there anything else I can do for you?
Yeah, I will be looking to make sure that it's all processed from my bank.
Yeah. You'll see it back in no more than 3 to 5 business days. Thank you for calling customer service.
And you have me off of your list, correct?
Yeah, it's already canceled.
Okay.
Thank you for calling customer service. Have a good night.
Thank you. What a ripoff. February 4th. And